Patterns of Praise, Disc 7, Lecture 12, Navigating the Siddur.
Okay, so this has kind of been discussed numbers and numbers of times already. Darren's discussed it as he's explained, you know, in the mornings when we get together to pray. And he kind of lays out the geography of the siddur. And a siddur, knowing how to navigate, is not that difficult. It's not, should not be, an intimidating experience. It can be a little bit strange, but there is a book I'm going to recommend. And this is by Rabbi Dodin, Rabbi Chaim Halevi Dodin, called To Pray as a Jew. You can buy it in paperback. This one's probably sold. They didn't make paperbacks back then. But you can buy it in paperback. But it gives you how to go through the siddur. It is just a great book. Answers a lot of questions you have. And it also deals with a lot of etiquette, like when entering a synagogue, what to expect, what to do, proper dress for a synagogue, finding a seat, getting a prayer book, a siddur, and a Bible, chumash, finding one's way in the siddur, how the services are arranged. Okay, that's just very general pieces of information. Now, how many of you have a siddur, either with you or at home? Now, I'm not counting the one that Darren did. I realize everybody that's here should have the siddur that Darren put together for us. And by the way, kol hakavod. I mean, that is really tremendous. Do you know what? Have you ever heard the expression kol hakavod? Teach this one to you. It's a good one to know, okay? Kol means all. Kavod means glory, all the glory, all the glory. It's basically the Jewish way to say my hat's off to you. But the great thing about it is it's giving glory to God, okay? So kol hakavod, that what you accomplished there. But this siddur that Darren has put together is not meant to be the final result. It's to be the start. It's to give you that introduction to the siddur. So how many of you own a siddur? Okay. Very good. That's very impressive. Here's what I would recommend is that for me, and I know for Derek, because we've kind of traded notes here, I have a whole library of siddurim. And I have the of course, I have the art scroll and the Sephard, the Ashkenaz. I have the art scroll and the interlinear. I have the weekday. I have the Shabbat. I've got all the collection of the Maksarim from art scroll. I've got a good art scroll collection. Okay. What's that? Yes. I've got the Rabbi Hertz. We call it the Sincito. Great siddur. The Birnbaum, Rabbi Birnbaum siddur, the Hirsch siddur, Rabbi Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. I've got some conservative ones. I've got what I don't have a lot of is Messianic, okay? And I'll be frank with you. Outside of the first fruits of Zion, ones I've not been impressed with the Messianic ones. I'm not trying. I don't have anyone that I'm thinking of. But here's what you do not want to do in a siddur is you don't want to go in and change it, okay? Because you might think, well, I got to put Yeshua in there. No, you don't. What you need to do is recognize how to see Messiah in the prayers, and so. That's part of the journey of it. That's part of going through it. But you need to have a good siddur, one that you are comfortable with. Now, if you attend a group, then you want to have a siddur that if they're using a siddur that matches what everybody else is using, you'll be lost and they'll be lost unless you have the a compatible siddur. I like the Korum publications. I really like their siddurim. Again, you want to have a siddur that you are comfortable with, that you becomes your siddur. Let me show you here. This is my New King James Bible. It's kind of worn. This is about my 10th one that is just like this one. The reason because I know where things are in this Bible. I know that if I'm thinking of passage, I know it's at the top of the page on the right-hand side. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's the way a siddur will become, is that I was looking for Adonolam. And Darren said, I borrowed his siddur, and he said, I know where it is. Okay, and that's what you have, is that the siddur is a personal thing. Debbie's got her siddur, okay? And that's her siddur. Sometimes she'll loan it to me and I use it, you know. But that's her siddur. So you want to have a siddur that is a friend. And you'll become a companion with it. You'll be able to go through and point out. Now, doesn't matter what kind of siddur you get, my greatest recommendation, and I will give you three here. One is the table of contents. It's always good. The table of contents. And I'm going to go through the table of contents in a few moments, but I want to go past the table of contents because most good siddurim, whether you're talking from Art Scroll, from Korim, from Sensino, they have an introduction. And you want to take the time to read that introduction. It'll usually have some very good information on prayer, and it'll have also some information on the siddur, and it'll tell you a little bit about it. Got a little echo there. So then, most siddurim also have, and you'll find this in every Art Scroll, also in every Korim. Siddur. Right. Did you hear that? He said that he likes the way that they explain the sanctity of what you have in your hands, what you're holding. So in the back, let me show you this. Can y'all read that? It says, General Laws of Prayer. So it's going to take you through, and let me show you. I'm going to give you some of these kind of headlines here. As general laws of prayer, general instructions, the obligation, the place, concentration on the prayers, women's obligation to pray, miscellaneous laws, the times for prayer, and the recital of the Shema. The morning prayer, Shacharit. These are subheadings. Okay? The afternoon prayer, Midha. The evening prayer, Mariv. Prayer with a minyan at 10. Instructions for latecomers. Responses during the prayer, during Pesukim de Zimra. For an aliyah, when you're called up to for a reading. For the Shema, for reciting Hallel. During the Pesukim de Zimra blessings, between the Shema blessings of Shacharit and Ma'ariv, during the Shema and its blessings in Shacharit and Ma'ariv, then here we have laws of reciting the Shema. Okay, so in other words, a lot of your questions are going to be there in the siddur that you purchase. Don't do this. Don't say, okay, well, I'm supposed to be doing this, 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 this. And you have no idea what you're doing, but you have to be led into this by God. Okay? You have to be led into it. It should come with with a freedom as you go. Otherwise, I have this friend. She lived in South Carolina. We haven't seen her in years, but she started to observe Shabbat. So she decided when she started to observe Shabbat that she had to do everything. And so she had to bake the challah. She had to have a kosher Shabbat meal. She had to say all the Sabbath prayers. And she went from doing absolutely nothing to, within a matter of weeks, she was exhausted. And she quit. Okay? You have to be led into it. And so start to learn about it and even start to pray about it. And how many of you have ever experienced conviction? Okay? I just heard a story how Huebner got convicted about wearing the talit kattan. Okay? But when you get convicted, whenever you start feeling that urge, feeling that need, then you'll start going forward. Okay? Now, I'm not saying don't do. Don't use as an excuse to not do. You should be hungry to do. But you also, it has to be mixed with wisdom. All right? So let's go back to the table of contents. Siddurim are going to have the same basic structure. And they're going to take you through, considering when you start, your starting point, and they're going to take you through the services in order. And so your first part is going to be upon arising. The prayers that you have, the morning blessings, the Rabbi's Kaddish. Then it's going to take you into the Shacharit for weekdays. And so it's going to have the Shemonit's blessings, the Shemoni Esrei, Avinu Malkeinu, then Torah reading service, the mourner's Kaddish. We haven't talked about the Kaddish, but given time, we'll try to cover that. The Aleinu. Now, you've been introduced to the Aleinu. If you have never prayed before, we've done the Aleinu in every service we've done. Psalm 27 and readings following Shacharit. Then it has a general section. It's called Berachot. Blessings, grace after the meals. If you haven't done grace after the meals before, you've done it here, okay? And compensatory blessings. Blessings after other foods. Now, here's the thing. We used to play a game with our kids, and we would throw out a food. We would say a food. We would do this around the table a lot. So we would say a food, and the kids had to come back with the right blessing. So, I mean, if I were to say oranges, what would you say? Got to go fast here. Heights, okay? All right. And if I said strawberries, what would you say? Hadama. If I said popcorn, what would you say? Huh? This one caught me. This one caught me. You don't. It's my mind just went blank. For all grades. Mezzanote. Yeah. Popcorn's mezzanote. Bananas. Adama. Okay. Pecan pie. Pecan pie. Mezzanote. Why? Because the crust holds it together. That's right. Because the crust holds it together. So anyway, it's a way you could use the siddur to bring it to the kids where it's fun. Okay. So then you have the marriage service. In the marriage service that I have, did a marriage this just a few weeks ago. The Sheva Berakot, which are the seven blessings in a marriage. Circumcision. You probably won't be doing that with yourself. Pidyon Habi, the wayfarer's prayer, blessings over food, drink, fragrance, blessings over mitzvot. In other words, various deeds. Blessings of praise and gratitude. Then you have the Bidcha for weekdays. Then it goes into the Mariv for weekdays. So it's taken us through the week. So the Shacharit is the morning, the Bidcha is the afternoon, the Mariv is the evening. Okay? So now it's dealt with all those prayers. Now it's going to go take us into the Sabbath and the festivals. So Eve of Shabbat, and then in parentheses it says and festivals. So Erev Hatzerot Techumin, the kindling of light, Song of Songs, Kabbalat Shabbat. Then it takes us into Mariv for Sabbath and festivals. So the Mariv, we have, and this is kind of important, you've got to experience this here. We've been through the personal prayers, right? What you do in personal prayers, but at all times you kind of saw how it fit into the congregational, the communal setting. All right, so it's not like different prayers, it's the communal prayers, and there are certain ones that we can do as privately. And there are certain ones that we can only do when there's a group of us. Okay? So that's what we would call synagogue prayer, but it could also be done privately. Then you have special prayers that you do in the home for, say, Shabbat or a festival. We did those last night, and we did those today, and we're going to do them again in a little while. We have three meals every Sabbath. We have a Friday night meal, and do you know what they call the meal? There's a name for the meal, the prayers that we go through the meal. Anybody have an idea? Well, Birkat Hamazon is the grace after the meal. But I want the name for all of the what we do in the house. I'll give you a hint. Think Passover. What do you call the Passover meal? Seder. There is a Seder that we go through every Shabbat. Okay? So here we have blessing of the children. Shalom Aleichem. Kiddush for Sabbath Eve, Zimmerot or songs for Sabbath Eve. So it took us through what you did at the synagogue, or you go and you do privately, and then what you do around the table. You understand what I'm saying? So then we have the Shacharit for Shabbat festivals. So it's going to take us through the Shemite, its blessings, Shemoni Esrei, Torah reading service, blessing of the new month. Well, that only comes once in a while, once a month. El Balei Rachamin. Then we have Musaf for Shabbat and Shabbat Rosh Hodesh. What's Musaf? It's what? Musaf? The Musaf means additional. Yes, additional. Right. So we have a Musaf for Shabbat. We have a Musaf for each of the festivals. So we have Shacharit is going to be in the morning, right? Bidha's in the afternoon. So Musaf is in between. Musaf is going to be a service, an additional service that's done. Now, every service, whether we have a Shacharit, a Bidha, a Mariv, or even a Musaf, they have the same structure, okay? They're going to start with the same order. You're going to have the Shema. You're going to go into the Shemoni Esrei or the Amidah. And it's going to have a little bit, it might be added here or there between one service and another. One prayer might be dropped out. But basically, it's the same framework, okay? So once you get the framework down for the week, then let me ask you. Blessings start how? How does a blessing start? They start, because I'm not doing a blessing, I'm going to substitute a few words here, but they start all the same, Baruch Atah Adoshim Elokeinu Melech Halab, right? They start that way. So if you're going to do for the fruit of the tree, bore prihai, you only had to learn three words. If you're going to do for the fruit of the earth, bore prihatama. If you're going to do for wine, bore prihagafit. Okay? So you don't have this huge blessing, a different blessing to learn for each blessing. There's a kind of a framework. That's the way the siddur is. There is, once you learn the basic framework, then all, it's very simple on learning what you add, what you subtract per service. All right? So we go through, we have the Musaf for Shabbat and Shabbat Rosh Hodesh. That means the new moon. Sabbath day meal, morning kiddush. Okay, so here we're going to have the Sabbath day meal. That's the one we had this a while ago. We had that was it for Sabbath and festivals in Zimmerot. Then we have the Midha for Sabbath and festivals. Here, right after this, we have the tractate Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot means sayings of the fathers. It's a tractate of the Mishnah. Fascinating. I love Pirkei Avot. It is, he's writing a book on Pirkei Avot. Okay? And you should plan on getting his book on Pirkei Avot. And it is like, let me just tell you one of the Mishnah. This is my favorite one. There are four types of students that come to the house of study. He that's like a sponge, he who's like a funnel, he who is like a sieve, and he who is like a strainer. Now, I have several favorites. I mean, I could tell you another one that's kind of similar. But the sponge is a type of student that comes and he receives everything. He sops it all up, good and bad. The funnel is it goes in one ear and it comes out the other ear. It doesn't stop in between. The sieve lets all the bad through and keeps the good. But the strainer lets all the good through and keeps the bad. All right? So the whole object of the Mishnah is that you would say, God, make me a sieve. Show me how not to be a sponge. Show me not how not to be a funnel. And show me how not to be a strainer. Okay? So Pirkei Avot is in every major siddur. All right? So I'll go just a little bit further. So we have, it goes on down. We have Shlosh Sedot, which is going to be the third meal. And then we have the Sabbath conclusion, which, of course, we have Havdalah here, prayers following Havdalah in Zimmerot. Then it's going to have a special section that's going to deal with special prayers like the four species, the Arba Minim, the species, the what we wave, the Lulav at Sukkot. It's going to have the Hallel. We recite Hallel at Hakamatzah, Shavuot, and at Sukkot. It's going to have the Musaf, or the additional service for new moon. It has Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Now, it's going to have a small section of prayers on these festivals, but over here, I showed them before, you can get special full books that are called a Maksor for any of those festivals, okay? And then we have for Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, Purim. All right, here, death and bereavement. It, you never know when you're going to need this, okay? I had to bury a close friend a few weeks ago. It, Selichot, we're within a few days, tomorrow. The Selichot prayers are going to start. The prayers that you pray coming up to Rosh Hashanah all the way through Yom Kippur. Prayers of repentance. Four parashot, these are going to be before Passover. We have four special readings. We have verses for people's names, Torah readings, Book of Psalms. And that's basically it. But become familiar with the table of contents, and it's going to be like your map. And then it'll take you through the different prayers, what's there, and just get into the Siddur and spend some time with it. And it's going to become this this part of your life that you will use it daily.
You might just want to cover the, how the prayer book is arranged more along chronology than topic, maybe. Does that make sense?
Okay. So tell me if I'm not hitting what you're saying. It starts chronology-wise with waking up. Okay? So when you wake up, and what do you do next? Well, you're going to go to the restroom. You got to put on the tzitzit, talit, if you have them. Then you're going to have preliminary prayers that you go through. Everything is, you know, what we went through, and it's leading you up to the morning service. And when did the morning service traditionally begin? With the sunrise, okay? So the shacharit. Then it's going to take you into the afternoon service, the midha. In the midha, it's going to take you through weekday services, what on a normal weekday you would have. Then it will take you through the ma'ariv, the evening service. Then it will take you in, we're going to go up a step. It's going to take you into Sabbath. So Sabbath will begin, it doesn't begin in the morning, okay? So it's going to begin with a ma'ariv, okay? It begins with the evening. And it's going to have the Kabbalat Shabbat, the receiving the Sabbath prayers. It's going to go for next, it'll go into what you do in your house around your table. Then you finish with that part. It's going to have shacharit in the morning upon arising, your preliminaries, going into the shacharit service. Then it will take you on Shabbat. We read Torah, and we read it at the end of the shacharit. So it's going to have, chronologically, it's going to go into what do you do, what prayers do you say, what are your instructions, I'll read the Torah. Then, when we finish that, there's a Musaf service. That's your next chronological service. So that's what's going to be next. Then it will have the Midka, and then it will take us through to Havdalah. Look at the table of contents, become familiar with it, and that will help you more than you can imagine. I've always heard over and over, and it is very true, but I'm trying to keep from falling victim to this too much, is men never ask for directions. Well, it's amazing how many people don't look at the table of contents in a siddur. They say, I can't find anything in it. Well, what were you looking for? Shacharit. Okay, there's about 300 pages on it. And, you know, it says at the top of the page, on every page, shacharit. And so you got to get in and look. And the great thing is there is plenty of materials out there to help you. Okay? All right. Thank y'all.